This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers on Wednesday that China was very carefully watching how Washington and the world respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The stakes in Ukraine go well beyond Ukraine. And to your point, I think it has a profound impact in Asia, for example. Everyone is watching to see how we and the world responds to this aggression, and they'll draw their lessons from it.
Speaking on the heels of a visit to Moscow by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Blinken said if Russia was allowed to attack its neighbor with impunity, it would open a Pandora's box for would-be aggressors and lead to a world of conflict. At a news briefing, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he will support Poland, which bears an increasing burden due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Alongside Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Fumio Kishida says he visited Ukraine and conveyed unwavering solidarity of Japan and G7 directly to President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding, as this year's G7 presidency, Japan will work together with Poland to demonstrate leadership so that the international community can unite and firmly support Ukraine. I'm Charles De La Desma.
A U.S. federal appeals court has directed a lawyer for Donald Trump to turn over to prosecutors documents in the investigation of the former president's retention of classified records at his luxury estate in Florida. The ruling is a significant win for the Justice Department, which has focused for months not only on the hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, but also on why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return them to the government. It suggests the court has sided with prosecutors who have argued behind closed doors that Trump was using his illegal representation to further a crime. This is